Do you want more energy, better sleep, and better health? Who wouldn't? Get a free Scalar Light no obligation 15-day trial at scalarlight.com.
Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Buster Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi, Kate. Thank you very much for coming today to the Fear Buster Show and to talk about your fear, your unusual fear. To our listeners, Kate is a child protection solicitor in the UK, and she will talk to us a little bit more about her work and also about unusual fear. So, hi, Kate. So, tell our listeners what you do and what is this unusual fear?
So, yes, my background, and I'm still a qualified child protection solicitor, and I now work with practitioners around really complex cases, pulling together all of my skills to support them. My fear doesn't necessarily have anything to do with any of this, but my fear, it is one of daddy long legs. And essentially, as I discovered last night, things that are big and fly, as I flew out of the bedroom as a big moth came around me.
It's almost like, they knew they were going to go to talk about it today, just to get, just to get you more into that feeling. So since it happened yesterday, what was the feeling like? What was going on? Are you happy to talk about it? Because some people that I've interviewed in the past, the minute they mention the word or they say something, they just start feeling it into their body. So when you say daddy long legs, is anything happening in your body, or does that still feel calm and does that feel okay?
It feels okay to talk about it. My husband thinks I'm completely bonkers for this. So I don't, but if someone was to say there's one there, or I was to spot one out of the corner of my eye, that would be a very, very different thing completely.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm all right talking about it.
Okay. So tell us what happened yesterday night.
So I was coming to the end of what had been a really hot and long day. And I was doing my usual bedtime routine, laid in bed, reading my book. And the windows have been wide open in the house because it's been so warm. And I noticed out of the corner of my eye something flutter. And I couldn't work out what it was. And as my eyes shot up, it was it was ginormous. It probably wasn't that big, but it looked enormous, come fluttering towards me, at which point I leapt off the bed and flew out of the door.
What was the thought suddenly? What did you think that was going to happen?
I'm not entirely sure what the thought was there.
Is it more like a feeling?
It's more like a feeling that it's like it's going to get me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to do if it gets me, but I don't like the feeling of it. I don't like the thought of it touching me or being anywhere near me.
So since we're actually already talking about this feeling, whereabouts in your body do you feel that? How do you know that? What's the difference? What was the difference before seeing it, and then when you saw it, what came up? Where did you feel that in your body?
Usually, I can feel it up my back.
Mm-hmm. So, when we're talking about it now, can you still feel a little bit? Yeah. Okay. So, I know you've done you tried a few therapy, or you've tried something. You said you. Or have you ever
not for this no
I've not for this ah
no
so um So has anybody ever asked you, like, right now, like, when you feel it, like, what does that feel like? And what color does it look like? Like you said, you can just feel it just around. So it's quite good that it happened yesterday, because you're still into that feeling. It's quite fresh in that sense. So we can tune into that feeling. So if you don't mind, if you're happy to do that, I can just sort of put you in a better place a little bit now, and then we can carry on talking so that it will be a bit more comfortable to talk about it, because I can sense that you're getting a little bit tense. I'm an energist, so I tune into people's energy, and although, you know, we're not next to each other, we're online, I can sense that as you're getting a little bit, you know, like your energy inside your body is getting tense, and it's almost like an electric circuit. And in order to get electricity, we have to have the circuit flowing nicely. And if there's a wire that's broken, we don't get the electricity, we don't get the light. So when we have a shock that actually blocks our energy field and our flow of energy in our body, that emotion gets trapped in the body, and then it creates something, and it makes our body and energy vibrates, and we get on edge in that sense. So just to make you a bit more comfortable, that feeling that you can feel now just by talking about it and tuning into what happened yesterday, what does it look like, and what color does it look like? If you had to put a color to it, what color does it look like?
Possibly black.
Black, yeah. So black is actually the color of fear. Okay, so that's total fear. Okay, and how big is that black feeling, and where did you feel this black feeling, and where do you still feel this black feeling?
I can feel it at the top of my back here, mm-hmm. across my shoulders, and also in my stomach and
okay,
kind of mm-hmm. digestive area.
Okay, and Kate, if you had to pick a color that would get rid of this feeling, you know, where you mention it, where you feel it, if you had to get rid of this black feeling, what color would it be?
My head is just screaming navy blue. I don't okay. know why.
That's
but
fine.
It's screaming, well, royal okay. blue.
Royal blue. Okay. So with your permission, would you mind if I just sort of shift it a little bit to make you more comfortable?
Carry on.
Okay, so okay, just close your eyes, just remind yourself that you're safe, take a deep breath, and see this nice water blue above your head, like a little river. See this nice water blue going in, into your body, down your throat, down your spine, making that fear, making that black feeling lighter. Allow just the water blue to go in like a little river, flooding in, going down your throat, down your chest, down your heart, in your stomach, all along your spine, making that feeling that is probably heavy, that is black, lighter. Just allow that water blue to go in, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft that it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. Just allow it to happen. Just give yourself the permission to allow that nice water blue to support you. See, that nice water blue going all along your spine, giving you that nice safety, the nice support, and making that blocked energy in your body lighter and lighter and lighter. And as you do that, just notice what that feel like in your body, and that fear, that black feeling in your body. What does that feel like? If it's moving somewhere, if it's getting smaller, if maybe it's staying the same, because sometimes we have fear that actually is serving us, and sometimes our body doesn't let us to shift it so quickly. But just notice that nice warm blue, and imagine that you're actually stepping into a warm blue bubble, so you have all the safety that you need. And then just take a deep breath into that warm blue, and then whenever you're ready, just open your eyes, and then you okay? And then now, just mention the name again, and tune into what happened yesterday, and tell me how big is that black feeling that was a little bit everywhere in your spine, in your stomach, in your chest. You know, has that changed? Is it not changed? Is that a little bit more comfortable?
It's definitely much more comfortable. It's much it's still there, but it's much, much smaller. It's kind of a little size about here now.
Okay, just so for our listeners, there's just some Kate was just showing us that it's just what, just at the back of your neck now?
Back of my neck, like a little circle.
Okay, so you mentioned it was in your back before, in your chest, and it was a bit everywhere, in your stomach, and it was spreading everywhere. Okay, so now we've got it narrowed down to just behind your neck, a little circle. And what color does it look like?
It's still dark. It's not as black as it was, but it's not quite grey.
Okay. And what's the feeling now about it?
It feels like I could flick it off rather than it envelops me.
Is that strange to hear you saying that?
It's very, very odd, but good.
Okay, good. So you just experienced one of my little formula or fear buster magical little touch to clear fear. This is one tiny little window of what I can do, okay? But I just wanted to do it a little bit to see you be more comfortable. I didn't realize that actually you responded so well that you just even said that maybe I can just flick it. So that is pretty good for just a few minutes of changing something. So just for any listeners who have fear, who suffer from fears, just know that if you have tried different therapies, it's not that you can't shift your fear. It's just that maybe you haven't tried the therapy that actually will work for you. And just keep going. And there are so many different techniques. I use so many different ways of clearing fear. But just know that there is, you know, you don't have to live in fear and you don't have to keep a fear for the rest of your life. So in your story, it's quite interesting because we do know where it comes from. And would you like to tell our listeners where it comes from?
Yes, I'd love to tell your listeners where it comes from. It's very much a big part of my childhood. It certainly feels like a big part of my childhood. It may not have been the way we walk these things as we grow up and we connect with these things changes our perception of them. But I have very vivid memories of my little sister, who's younger by 4 years, and she was very much a bug handler. She would mess about with woodlice, and she'd quite happily play with daddy long legs and moths and things like that. So whenever we went away in the caravan or we were away in the farmhouse, that it would be her that would be the, I'll go and sort it, I'll go and save my sister, or this, that and the other would occur with it. But the flip side of that was, because she knew I didn't like them, she would chase me with them. So what became, I suspect, what was a mild, I'm not a fan of those because they dangle and they're just icky, became a genuine, she would run after me with them clasped in her hands and threatened to throw them at me. So that became
images in your mind.
Very, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, if we... I definitely think that it would be quite easy to remove this fear for you. When we have images in the mind, I use IEMT, which is eye movement therapy, where you get your eyes to move in different directions to delete the images, unwanted images in the mind. So that would be something definitely that could be done. And I even do it online, which is something that I've never done before. But thanks to COVID, I've sort of adapted it and it does work. So, which is quite good. We can still do it online. I suppose this is one therapy that I wasn't going to be able to do it online, but it does. If you reminded me of a client that I had quite a while ago, it was a 9-year-old little boy who was scared of bananas, and the reason why he was scared of bananas was because he was chased in a playground in school with his mate with a banana, with bananas, and he was also bullied. So the association that we do with things or object or food are usually connected with a memory. So for this little boy, a banana was not just a banana. It was his definition of that banana had a total different definition than somebody else who wouldn't care, which would be just a banana. So for him, it was a whole different definition. It meant being hurt, being bullied, being chased. So that's reminding me about your story, but it's that something that could have been just a little something became big because it was repetitive. And when it's repetitive, it goes into our mind. And how, I mean, the majority of our mind is subconscious mind that actually works, okay, more than the conscious mind. And so although you've grown and you're an adult, so subconscious mind memories are in the present time. So when you talk about a memory that haven't been dealt with, because it's in the present time, it will be right in front of you, even though you've no longer in the actual time, but your subconscious mind doesn't make any difference. So you're still in that memory, you're still in that state of your little sister who was trying to take more control out of you by taking that. And you may have found that later on in life, control may have been a problem, or you may have wanted to control more things because she's taken quite a lot of control out of you through that daddy long legs or insect. So what's that? So how many times, or what did she do? Or what did you feel like? What did you do? Run away?
I ran and screamed.
And you did that yesterday too.
And I ran yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. So the minute that you have the trigger, your subconscious mind doesn't make any difference what age you are, what year you are. So the minute you see this, your memory, it's like, we have our little software, we have our programs, and that program of daddy long legs puts you, the minute you see this daddy long leg, you're back into that memory field. And that memory field has different dangers, I presume, because I don't know what she was doing.
It was fun for her. She she wasn't bothered by them. It didn't. It wasn't something that freaked her out. She was quite happy to mess and play with them, whereas I really, really wasn't. Mm-hmm. I'd never actually thought of that and the impact. And I've done lots of work around the subconscious mind and whole kind of visualization from a visualization point of view, but I'd never connected it with my fear. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, what has this linked to that I've just never even thought about?
So when I, what I usually look at is when I work with a child or an adult, I really look into the whole person, the whole childhood. You don't have to go back into memories if they're too traumatic. You can delete them, or we can do, what you experienced a few minutes before using colors. I want our listeners to know that if you have very traumatic memories, you don't need to go back down that. You can just clear it in different ways. Eye movement therapy is very good because you just hold on to the image, but you don't have to tell the therapist what you're actually thinking, what you're seeing. So that is a way of dealing with memories that are unwanted or traumatic in that sense. But we don't realize sometimes the big impact, and I'm sure your sister didn't mean it so badly. We're just teasing you. She found a weakness in you, and she may find the age gap, she may find that you're the big sister, and maybe there was something bothering her about you, and she found this little weak link, and she's used it, and she just, but unfortunately, by using it, she was repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. So there's not just one memory, there's lots of memories, and because there's so many memories, it becomes then suddenly this big thing. And also, she's taking control of certain event, and she's in control. So you're losing your power. So when she did that, you're no longer that big sister who is, you know, probably maybe overpowering or controlling maybe in certain ways, because you're the big sister, and big sister, you know, look after the little one and always is standing up in that sense in the sort of order. So she was taking over. And you may have find, like you mentioned, a pattern of people taking over, maybe controlling you in certain ways and allowing it to happen, because that became a pattern. I'm just saying that because this is what I'm just tuning in, and I'm an energist and I can tune into, and I can just feel it, okay? And I can pick up on that pattern. Does that feel right?
Yeah. So quite scarily so.
Yeah. So you said you use EFT. So for our listeners, I am an EFT practitioner and trainer. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And Kate did use it. I don't know what you use it for, because I assume you did use it for the Daddy Long Legs, but no.
So no, I use it for money blocks, other things, but it had never entered my head that I could use it to release that fear, possibly because it doesn't happen all the time. It's not something that happens a lot. It's just this time of year where there is an abundance of them floating about, that I then get triggered by them.
So Kate, it's I listen to every word at my, you know, then when I work with someone, I listen to every single word, and you just mentioned abundance. Now, abundance, the universe doesn't make any difference if it's abundance of money, abundance of joy, happiness. But if abundance is connected to daddy long legs, and they have loads of them, then money blocks are going to happen. Because that's another word, energy-wise. So, and if it's actually, we were very much tuned in, because you had the Daddy Long Legs yesterday, and yesterday I actually did a workshop about how to attract clients and how to have a busy practice and how to have a waiting list. So, in order to attract abundance, but the blocks that we put on for money, abundance, are not at all connected with money. They're connected to how much control we have, how much our mindset, how positive we are, and also how much we allow the abundance, the happiness, and the joy to come in. Because at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with money. It's what does money give you? And why do people want money? It's a journey that money will give you freedom, happiness, joy. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm assuming that this is something that you will think about. So people are making the mistake of looking to get more money, but actually you are looking to get more freedom. Freedom that if you don't want to work one day, you don't have to. Or freedom that if you see something in a shop, you don't look at the price. You're just like, I like it. I get it. Yeah. So really all this block of money are not about money. They're about valuing yourself, how important you feel, and how much you allow happiness to come in into the flow of life, and how much you allow to feel happy, joyful, and that is how you actually unblock the blocking of money, in that sense. So that was just because you used the word abundance of daddy long legs. And if you put two energy together, abundance have one type of energy, daddy long legs has a different type of energy because it's fear. And if you put the two together, then there'll be fear, then you'll be running away, in that sense. So using EFT, do definitely help unblocking. It helps unblocking the energy, that the emotion trapped in the body, and it helps putting the flow back. So I would advise, yes, that is a great technique. I use it in my session, in my classes. Since the lockdown, I opened children online EFT classes for a very minimum amount to make sure that it helps everyone. So, but it's the underlining belief that needs to be collapsed. So, but it's brilliant because EFT is an easy tool and we all have our hands with us all the time and we can use those acupressure points at any time if something happen. You can use it when you see it that your long legs. So yesterday you could have just started tapping on the pressure points on your face and just literally just keep tapping. You don't even have to say anything. You could just, you know, use it because the minute that this daddy long legs comes in, it creates an energy block in your body because it brings up the negative emotions. Well, negative, I don't quite like it, but like the trap emotions in the body, that is fear, and it gets blocked. So as you start doing the tapping, it becomes, you're unblocking it, and then you feel better and then you're in a better place. And then when you feel a bit better, then you can start mentioning the, you know, the words, or I use positive tapping. So slightly different. I think you probably must have used the normal tapping where you say, even though, maybe even though money's not flowing, or you just do the negative and then I'm such a great person. I love and accept myself. I use the positive tapping because I much like concentrating on the positive side of it. So if it was somebody who have money blocks or a fear, you'll say, okay, well, what is it that I really need? Like yesterday night, when this daddy long leg entered your room, say, so what did you really need? What was the first word that comes up in your mind that you needed? Is it safety? Was it
Control?
Safety. So the way I would do it is I would just put my two hands on my chest, take three deep breaths, and then I would use the pressure points and I would start saying more safety, lots more safety, more safety. So I would basically imagine you have a battery and you want to put in your battery more of what's missing. So you will put more of that safety inside your battery and you will build it up until you can measure it, until, you know, like right yesterday, you probably had to minus 10 of no safety whatsoever on a scale of minus 10 to plus 10, probably, like, you know. So as you do the tapping, as you use EFT, the positive EFT, you put the safety into your battery, you build it up, and then you get onto the plus scale. And then you feel better in that sense. So, and EFT is, I think it's amazing because it's just such a powerful tool that you have all the time with you. And I am trying to get it out there, you know, in education and for kids to use it, to learn it. It's a sort of like a DIY tool that everybody should really have that in their little kit, just as things can happen. But, so yeah, use it next time. If there's still, I reckon we're shifting things. So, you know, it could be a little bit less. But so your sister was doing this. And then gradually what happened?
I moved out. I went to university is basically what happened.
So when you went to university, was it okay? There wasn't any daddy long legs?
No, but interestingly, in I had a couple of very weird experiences while I was at uni. So my third year, I was doing a professional practice diploma. So I took a year in industry and took the opportunity to go and live on my own and just see whether I liked living on my own. Because up to that point, I'd always been around people and I really enjoyed it. However, I have a vivid memory that one evening I was in bed. And at the other side of my bed was my rucksack. And then there was the window. And I heard this rustle and I couldn't work out what this rustle was. But it properly freaked me out. So I tried to ignore it. And then it happened again. And it sounded like a bra sliding over fabric. You know, that rough fabric that rucksacks used to be made of. So I got up, put the light on, talking myself through all of this to calm myself down, and couldn't see anything. So I turned the light off, climbed back into bed, and then I heard it again, at which point I went, I'm not doing this. got out of bed, shut the door, went into the spare bedroom, shut that door and climbed into bed. And within 5 minutes, I heard a thud on that bedroom door. I have never been so frightened. I have no idea what that was at all. Somebody suggested it might have been a mouse and it had been disturbed. No idea what it was. And then in our final year at university, my best friends, who are still some of my best friends to this day, we moved in together, and it was a no pets policy. And one of the flats upstairs, one of the boys brought his iguana. Mm-hmm. And iguanas are fed live crickets.
Mm-hmm, yes, I was going to say.
They made an escape. And we had a bit of an infestation of crickets in our flat.
What's the chance of having a cricket infestation? It just sometimes when we're scared of something, we sort of even attract it, because our subconscious mind, our universe, wants us to get rid of it. And we get signs and we attract even more of what we don't want because it's on our mind. So what's the chance of that? So how did you cope with this?
Probably, as you'd imagine, a group of 21-year-old girls would cope with crickets in their flat when they would come back from a night out.
Yeah.
We were not happy.
No, I'm sure. So how is this affecting you in a day-to-day life now?
I think up until we'd spoken, I didn't really think it affected me day-to-day. But as you've been talking, I mean, one of the things it has done is if I see them, and I do a lot of training now. So I go around to local authorities, corporate companies, and talk to them about child protection. And if I see something like that in the room, it's not just me that freaks out about them. There's lots of other people I see freak out about them, which I suppose just feeds my fear. But I have been known to freeze. If I see Daddy Longlegs, I do generally freeze. Last night was a moth. This was Daddy Longlegs. I do normally just freeze.
So it could be any insect. It doesn't have to be, like, Daddy Longlegs are the worst, but it could be insect. Because I worked with somebody who was actually in America, and even just like a black dot was, I mean, was like, she thought it was an insect. So that it's like the fear went into a phobia. It's moved up. But for you, it's like insect, but Daddy Long Legs have that freeze impact because connected with the memory of your sister, lovely sister, who just was having fun with you and taking control. And so what's she like now?
Interestingly, whenever we get on really, really well, she'll laugh about it now. And I'm big sister, so whenever her or my younger brother have a problem that they can't solve, it's me that gets the phone call. I am the fixer. Even my mum and dad do it now. So if something needs to happen, then it's Kate, and I am the fixer for the family.
Okay, good. So you do have control in that sense.
In that sense, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But is there any part that she has? More, how does that any
I mean, she
I'm thinking maybe influence her influence on you or something, like you're the fixer protecting them because you're the big sister, but there is this Daddy Long Legs seems to be have done something bigger than just this little fun sister having a bit of fun, thought it was funny, didn't mean anything, didn't even think of anything. She was just younger and just having fun, and just and there's somebody else who was just playing with frogs and just having fun, and her brother was just having fun with frogs, loved it, and she just starting being scared of it because teasing, being teased by this, it was also So it really depends what we're thinking of. I know somebody who was scared of apples. Just, again, had a meaning. Mm. And just so, but sometimes it can have even a bigger impact. So, like, because that is taking control of your feelings, of your, it has this little power, a little power over you. And so when you, this is another way of doing it, is that when you think of those insects and daddy long legs, I know it's the logic part, but you can still sort of rewiring your brain by saying, I have the power, you don't. Your little, this daddy long legs have no power. I'm taking my power back. It's been too long. I'm taking my power back. So this is a little bit of logic, but, and obviously there is different subconscious mind program, but you can start rewiring your brain by telling your mind every single day that I am in control. I have the power. This little insect is not going to have the power. There's lots of people who, a lot of people are scared of bees. I worked on somebody who couldn't, she wanted her wedding in a garden outdoor, but she wouldn't even open a window. So we had to, she was so determined to have this wedding outside, outdoor, in a beautiful garden with flowers around. So we had to fight to really overcome that fear. So so we did. But, you know, there's lots of people who have different fears, and people don't understand, because for them, it doesn't mean the same. It's just a daddy long legs. Okay, it's not a big deal. We just move it. But for you, it has this whole childhood, and it's like bringing up the whole childhood, the lack of control, and having this overcoming, and your sister taking over. So that means so much more. So, but it's important to note that there are lots of different ways to work on fear and different techniques that can really, really help. You just experience a little bit of that color therapy that I use. So you experienced it yesterday. And how would that, what would life be like? I know you don't see them every day, but they're still very much, they had a bigger impact that you may not realize until today. So what would life be like if you didn't have that?
Easier. I wouldn't be, I really want to move to the country. I really, I wouldn't want to be looking in corners thinking, is this thing going to fly out at me and get me?
So feeling freer, yeah. Less wasting time looking around, inspecting the rooms, or
being bothered by them at all would be wonderful. To just think, all right, okay, whatever.
And also maybe taking control back so that your sister doesn't have any, that little impact on you anymore. Maybe. Just saying, right, there's nothing that you can actually do anymore that is no longer disturbing me. So just so taking your power back. In that sense. Yeah. So, yeah, it does take a lot out of us. It also makes our energy quite heavy sometimes. We feel really, when we're scared and we have fear, and you describe it as being black, which is the color of fear, it feels heavy in our body. When you experience joy, happiness, freedom, you just feel light. And the more light the energy flows in your body, it flows so much better. And when the energy flows in the body and everything is balanced, then things happen easily. And exactly the word that you said, it happened easily. Things would be easy. Moving in the countryside would be amazing. This is what, something you really want, and you can do it. We just need to unblock the emotion trap in the body. Emotions is energy in motion, and if the energy is not in motion, it's trapped in the body and it creates something. It's like a pipe with, you know, sometimes when they cut the water off and you turn the pipe back on, when you turn the tap back on, the water just goes like a big chunk of water coming out because there was an air block. So when we have fear, It's like this blocking pipe. It's like there's some blockage in the pipes, and we're just unblocking it. Once it's unblocked, everything flows so much better in the body, and everything seems easier, doable, and lighter. And then sort of money comes in better, joy comes in, happiness comes in better. Everything sort of is aligned, and then the universe sends you how you feel at the same time. Like, if you're scared of the dirty long legs, you have more chance to actually see more of them and the universe sending you more of them, because that is in the field that you are in that sense. And that's why this story happened. I mean, how many people could have an invasion of dirty long legs in their flat? Doesn't happen on, yes. So, whenever you want, you know now that you can take it with a little bit of work. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be easy. That there is a way that you can really get rid of this and tell your friends that they have no power over you anymore, because probably not just your sister. People may have used it sometimes or have fun or make fun of it. Or at the moment, I've noticed that so many people have also getting dogs, and the increase of fear of dogs and I got more clients with fear of dogs. And when I clear that fear, they actually usually get a puppy, or they realize that now nobody has this control on them, because they just like, sometimes people like teasing and make it worse, and because they feel they can have control on you. And then when you just walk in and you show them you can hold a dog, or you can do walking without having to look around for daddy long legs, then you are showing it to the world and to everyone that knows you that I am in control. I am in control of my thought. I am in control of my life. And I can then sort of reprogram what I want to attract in my life. So it's not just that little daddy long legs. So that's something that I'm leaving it out there for you to sort of digest and think about. And probably you'll probably notice different memories coming up, or different like a specific pattern that keeps happening about things taking over in your life and not controlling things. And so that daddy long leg has much more meaning than what we thought had in that sense. How are you feeling about now talking about compared to, are you feeling a bit more relaxed, a bit more knowing that there is, you could have a plan of action and start working on it? I mean, you already know the tapping, so you really could use the tapping for that already. And with your work and with this fear, and do you have anything that drives you, or any sentence or any sort of quote that makes you keep going, or what would you?
I think for me, quotes depend on the circumstances. Mm-hmm. But one I've had for a long time that I go back to time and again, it's a Mae West quote. That is, I used to be Snow White until I drifted. Mm. And I love the idea of actually not being what people expect you to be, or having that fun outside of your comfort zone, or things can be, life gets really interesting when you stop taking the path you are supposed to take, or you think you're supposed to take. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly very true for me, that life has got much more interesting, much more enjoyable when I stepped off the path that I thought I should be on. And stepped onto the kind of wilderness, as it were, of just discovering who I really was, who I really am, what I really want to be doing, who I want to be working with, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you've taken power in that sense. You really changed your work. I like when you mentioned Snow White, because when you look into the story of Snow White, when she runs away and she goes into the forest, everything seems so scary, and they make it very scary, actually. So sometimes for children, even people think it's like a nice nice cartoon, but it has a scary part of it. And when you look at Snow White running away, and She is in total fear, and everything that she sees around her in the forest has this fear and making her scared. And then when she wakes up and she sees the light, everything around her is still the same. It's still the forest, but she sees it in a completely different outlook. She suddenly sees the birds, and she's aware of the nice birds, music, singing. She sees everything surrounded, the trees and the little rabbits and Bambi and all the things that she sees in that. And nothing's changed. The environment hasn't changed. It's still the forest. But her perception changed. She was running out of fear, and then she stopped. And then she took and something shifted and changed, and she took control. And when she decided to take control, her perception changed, and then she could see the beauty out there. So it's all about perception, because the forest still stayed the same, but it's how she actually decided to look. So you could look through the eyes of fear, or you could look through the eyes of power, hope, trusting that things will be okay. And even if things are not okay, you will deal with it at that time, not to be in that fear mode. And when we're in fear mode, we just can't really move forward. We're stuck. And that is, so I really like that you mentioned this, because I don't know if you ever thought about it like that, but this is what came up when you were talking about it. And I was like, yes, that is, it's all about perception and how you perceive that daddy long legs. So that is really good. What color do you like wearing? So today for our listeners, you're wearing white.
I am.
Beautiful top. And do you like white?
I do, but I tend to wear an awful lot of navy.
Navy. Well, do you remember the beginning of... Yes. Yeah. What color did you pick?
Yeah. Blue.
So subconsciously, we are always attracting the color that actually helps us to heal. Without even knowing, our subconscious mind always drives us. So if that's the color that you need to support you, then that's the color that you're going to go for, because that is going to help you. And white is clean, it's clearing other energy, it's opening up to new avenue, allowing the flow. When we want to clear different energy, sending some white substance, like imagining like a white paste onto something, then that just sort of clean the energy. So I had once a client came in and was completely white. Never in her life she would wear white. And suddenly she turned into my clinic wearing white. And I said, that's unusual. I was like, she was in the stage of completely letting go all her stuff, and that's what she needed. So she just literally went white. So subconsciously, we just do things without realizing that our subconscious mind is telling us. So blue is the color that supports you. So it's quite funny that that is the color that you're mentioning in the beginning. So that's great. I really like that idea of Snow White. If you do decide one day to get rid completely of that fear, you know where to come from. You can always give me a call and we can discuss it further. But just tell our listeners where they can find you, and if they need your help, do you have a website, or how would they find you?
So if people want to find me, then you can do so at safeguardingassociation.com. And I'm on LinkedIn as well, so you'll find me at Kate T. Young at on LinkedIn as well.
Okay, and just tell the listeners how, what do you do and how you can help them?
I work predominantly, well, I work exclusively with child protection professionals, so I don't work with parents or children anymore, but I work with the professionals who support them, particularly around child protection investigations at an early stage. So they can get really complex really quickly, and I'm there to help them navigate all of those investigations and what they need to be doing in order to avoid adverse scrutiny later on.
Okay, so that's not an easy job.
No, but yes. I love it. I love it.
When we're passionate to something, then it flows so much, and it just, when you really find your passion and you love doing what you do, then it's not a job, it is a passion. Yeah. So you just get up in the morning and really enjoy it, and you find your life purpose, and you are helping other people. So Kate, thank you so much for sharing your fear, your unusual fear of daddy long legs. Don't worry, you're not the only one who have unusual fears. People have fear of stickers, fear of eyes, fear of bridges, fear of mayonnaise, fear of ketchup, fear of apples, Coca-Cola, fizzy drinks, anything. It doesn't matter. So don't worry about having this unusual fear. Thank you so much for talking to our listeners, how you felt. Thank you very much for allowing me to work a little bit on you, just so that you can feel a bit more comfortable and reduce that fear. And I look forward to maybe at some point interviewing you again and see what happened to this fear. But thank you so much, and thank you for your time, and look forward to seeing you soon. Okay.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you so much for your help today.
Welcome.